Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Spare a prayer for Russia. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 3rd of April 2023. As we enter Holy Week and the climax of the Christian calendar, I wonder how many prayers are being said for Ukraine. Plenty, I imagine. The people of Ukraine are regularly included in the prayers of the faithful at my Roman Catholic parish church, but never a prayer for the people of Russia. It's understandable why we should pray for the people of Ukraine. After all, their cities are being bombed, civilians of all ages are being killed, and we keep stoking the fires that are burning there, with more fuel in the form of weapons that can only prolong the war. But what about the people of Russia? Just because their cities are not being bombed and we cannot be shown pictures in the mainstream media of homeless Russians and orphaned children, doesn't mean they're not suffering. If the figures are to be believed, then our weapons are helping to mow down between 5,000 to 8,000 Russian troops a month, while the Ukrainians are relatively unscathed. The truth will eventually come out about the full extent of the Ukrainian military deaths, all fathers, brothers and sons of Ukrainian families. But the 5,000 to 8,000 Russian soldiers per month are also the fathers, brothers and sons of Russian families, and all we seem to do is rejoice. On the other hand, the Russians do not have to suffer an endless stream of celebrities coming to visit their war-torn country. How bad can it actually be if the likes of Orlando Bloom Bono, Angelina Jolie and the insufferable Sean Penn can visit with impunity? Most of them would fill their pants if they had a party popper go off, let alone a missile exploding. And as if the Ukrainian people had not had enough, when those Russian missiles come whistling in, they will hear the voice of Luke Skywanker, aka Mark Hamill, telling them to take shelter. At least it's not the voice of Yoda saying, "Missiles it is, cover you should take, but maybe we shouldn't give them any ideas." The war in Ukraine, manufactured as it was by a host of Western powers, but primarily the USA, the UK only follows orders, has become a publicity event for Hollywood has-beens, those slipping down the A-list, geriatric pop stars and subservient politicians keen to grab a photo op with the wee fella, the deluded leader of Ukraine. A major outcome of the war in Ukraine has been that it has united Russia and China against us. I always considered their political differences a bit artificial, but whatever their true nature, they're now confident enough to express their unity publicly. Russia doesn't have a large economy. Peter Hitchens, the lone voice of sanity in the mainstream press, regularly reminds us it is about the same size as the economy of Italy. China's economy is massive, on a scale with the EU and the USA. The unity of Russia and China can only be to the benefit of China, who can strengthen their foothold in Eastern Europe. Who saw that coming? If you are of the persuasion amongst us who pray, then spare a prayer for Russia. Slip in a little one for us in the UK too, along the lines of "Forgive us, for we know not what we are doing."
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.